This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, May 5th, 2014. I'm Caleb Brown. The Department of Defense is over budget and behind schedule on a huge number of its programs, and that adds up to a budget overruns of $500 billion. Nicole Kading is a budget analyst at the Cato Institute. She says, follow the incentives.
So the Government Accountability Office released a report that looked at 80 major weapon systems within DOD. And what they found, those 80 programs will cost taxpayers about $1.5 trillion, which is about $500 billion over budget. Of those 80 programs, 42% of them have experienced cost increases greater than 25%. Not only are these projects expensive, they're over budget and they're behind schedule.
Is that par for the course for military? I mean, it's par for the course, I think, in a lot of public arenas, but is the military getting worse or better at this? Do we have a sense of that?
So GAO mentions in their report that DOD has made small amounts of progress in the last several years within the procurement process, but says that there's a quote in the report saying that this is a report they could have written any time in the last 20 years. These numbers aren't getting better, and they continue to be over budget and behind schedule.
This is a report from a government agency saying that one of our largest spending programs, defense, a constitutional program, is over budget, behind schedule. What changes?
Well, so the most interesting thing about this report was not the quantification of how much DOD is behind schedule over budget, but GAO actually lays out a number of reasons why this continues to happen within DOD. And in fact, what they found is all of the incentives within the DOD procurement and contracting process, the incentives are misaligned. So they lay out, for instance, the incredibly close relationship that DOD has with all of its contractors. But broadly, the way to think about this is what GAO is saying is that the way that DOD works is not how private industry works. So before private industry goes out and launches a new project, they look at, will we make money on this? Does it make sense to invest this large amount of capital? And at some point in the process, if those variables change, private industry will stop the spending. But what GAO says, DOD doesn't have that they go out, they launch a project, could be funded by political constituencies, could be launched because of the relationship with the contractors, or it could be that policymakers like new and shiny objects, right? They want the newest, the best technology available. But if a project runs over budget or behind schedule, good money chases the bad. DOD in Congress continue to just throw money at it. Functionally, what GAO says is that DOD lawmakers and policymakers and those working procurement are rewarded for being behind schedule and over budget because they get more money.
And lawmakers could be rewarded as well by delivering more jobs, more revenues to companies based in their districts.
Absolutely. If you look at, there was a couple years ago, there was a great great hearing in Congress where this individual's talking about how his supply chain is very, very efficient. But every other person testifying before Congress is saying, my supply chain is great because I create jobs in 40 states or 45 states. And they're playing to this idea that members of Congress or other political policymakers have this incentive to spend money in ways that benefits them, not necessarily what's best for taxpayers.
A lot of conservatives make that jobs argument. And further, when they talk about cutting the Pentagon at all, they refer to it as hollowing out our nation's defenses. So in terms of, from a budgetary perspective, bringing coherence to the process of budgeting within the Department of Defense, What are the things that DOD doesn't do that they simply must be doing?
Well, so we need to get these incentives aligned closer to those of the incentives of the taxpayer, right? So we're talking about the fact that DOD spends 25% approximately of the federal budget, and their projects continue to go over budget and behind schedule. This is a problem. But until GAO basically acknowledges it in its report, until we fix this relationship between the contractors, until we fix these funding dynamics, until we fix the incentives that policymakers place on DOD, these problems are going to continue. And unfortunately for those of us that pay taxes and pay attention to this, it's not just DOD that's the problem. Every federal agency has cost overruns. Every federal agency has projects that go over budget and behind schedule.
In defense of the people who work at the Department of Defense, aren't a lot of the things that get put on their plate in terms of projects to be developed are things that Congress just handed them and that DOD itself doesn't really want?
So that can happen, absolutely. Congress can put requirements on the sorts of technology that must be developed. There's a great example in the 2000s. The White House, following 9/11, said that they were going to replace all of the president's helicopters, known collectively as Marine One. And they estimated this project was going to cost several billion dollars. But throughout the 2000s, members of Congress, the White House, people within the executive agencies kept placing more and more technical requirements onto what these group of helicopters had to do. In essence, one analyst described it as making Marine One the same as Air Force One, except it was a helicopter that could land on the White House lawn. The project was going to cost about $14 billion by the end of the decade when they decided to cancel the project. So they canceled it. They actually, one of the few times DOD stopped a project because it was spending too much money. But now we actually still have this need where most of the presidential helicopters are 15, 20, 30 years old and need to be replaced. And the Navy right now is trying to figure out how to replace those.
And we've already spent a lot of money.
We spent several billion dollars before we canceled the project the first time.
Nicole Kading is a budget analyst at the Cato Institute. You can read more of her work at cato.org.